Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast. Your mama them favorite podcast, Radical Talks with Tia Darcell, man. It's your girl, the one and only Tia Darcell. What's going on? How y'all doing? It's a little cold out here where I'm at, so before I had to record this, y'all, I had to go turn a little heat on. Like, it's a little nippy, as the old people say down here in Southwest Georgia, man. I'm praying everybody's doing well. I'm praying that your spirit is intact, that you're having an amazing day. And as I always say, if you're not, you have the ability to shift the dynamics of your day. So control your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. And if you feel yourself getting out of line, ask God to help you by allowing the Holy Spirit to wean you back in. You did? So, man, listen. I felt like this episode was necessary, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Y'all know I'm childish, but listen. Today, I want to just talk to you for a minute about having confidence in the God you serve, having confidence in Yahweh. You know, I just wanted to point out some things in the Bible that he said about himself that we should know and that we got to always remember, because we sometimes forget how big he is. Like, we sometimes forget how important it is to know that he bigger than big. You know what I'm saying? In the word of God, it says that he will never leave you and that he will never forsake you. It also said that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So that just lets you know right there, you good. Like, you set. Like, there's nothing that nobody could ever do to separate you from his love. His love is that amazing, is that broad, and he's just that good. And now, don't get it twisted. Now, I'm not saying you just that good for him to just love on you like that. Nah. That ain't what I'm saying. But I'm saying that he's a great God, though. Seriously, all jokes aside, because he does things for us when we don't deserve it. Like, he gives us things when we don't deserve it. And I'll be more specific when I say things. Like we take the fact that God's grace is sufficient. I know it said it in the word. We take that sometimes and we abuse it. Sometimes we misuse it. Even in the churches, like, and nobody's exempt. But you got to make sure that you're preaching and teaching the right message to the people of God. To the people of Yahweh, because we got to know that, like he never said, and I told y'all last time, he never said it wasn't going to run out. Like, you got to know that, okay, I got to get it right at some point. That's the whole point of choosing him, to repent and to turn from your wicked ways. That's what repent means. Repent means to turn. And sin means to miss the mark. And what is the mark? Righteousness, salvation, doing what he told you to do. You know what I'm saying? Living your life according to how the word says that you should live it. Does that mean you're going to be perfect, man? Absolutely not. Who want to be perfect anyway? I know I don't. Like, I love the fact that, like, man, y'all had a little worship session before I got on here, because I try to make sure that my flesh is dead before I ever get on here and talk to y'all. And I was listening to Cody Korn's, Nothing Else. Like, I Just Want You. Nothing Else. And it just took me to a place where I couldn't do nothing but cry, because I'm like, man, God is so good to me. Even now, like, God is so good to me. Like, there's nothing that I could ever do to deserve his love, to deserve his mercy, to deserve the peace that he has bestowed upon me. Man, in the word, he said that he gonna give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. What? And you mean to tell me that we can't be confident in that man? That one? Come on, man. We like to talk about the 613 laws of the body weight. Matter of fact, a lot of people that harp on them 10 commandments, they don't even know that there's 613 of them in there. Like, it's 613 laws specifically. It could be more, but that's all that I know of based on my research. But see, they also need to make sure they tell you about the promises that are in there. God's promises are and will always be yes and amen. And if he, in his word, will never come back void. So if he said it, you can take it to the bank. If he said it, we believe it. If he said it, we believe it. Go listen to that song by Chandler Moore and KJ Scrivens. Man of your word. That's who he is. He a man of your word. When your man lied to you, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, mama, daddy, your kids, like, they all gonna lie to you. At some point, they all gonna let you down. But I guarantee you this, you better be confident and you better know that he'll never let you down. He'll never lie to you. In the word, they say God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. Why is he gonna repent? He ain't never did nothing wrong. Like, he was in the same situation that we've been in on this earth. I'm sure they had prostitutes and all them other type of people walking the earth back then. They probably had a little tweed, little weed. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't out here doing what we was doing. He not out here doing the stuff that we did. Because he always going to be better than us. But that's okay. Because that's his job. That's what he's here for. But that's why we got to be confident in who he is to us. And the only way you're going to know who he is to you is by reading the word. And then y'all go, oh man, there she go. Talking about that Bible again. There she go. Talking about that white man Bible that done been rewritten, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know what? I want somebody to shoot me an email or drop me a DM or something about that whole concept. Because I don't get it, man. Because we take everybody else's advice. We live a life based on somebody else's advice or something somebody else that done told us or they done did. You sit in a chair because you think that it's going to hold you. You sit in the chair because the person got up before you. It held them, so it's going to hold me. What if every time you sit down, the chair break? What you going to do, keep standing up forever? Why not try it? You get what I'm saying? That was just a simple analogy, but why not? Try Jesus. He all right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an old song back in the day. It might have been before some of y'all time, but, you know, Google it. Ask Siri about it. But, man, we got to start taking God serious, man. We got to start understanding that he the man. Like, seriously, it ain't your mama, it ain't your daddy, it ain't them dope dealers on the block that you want to be like, it ain't these rappers out here for these flashy cars with all this gold in their mouth, with all these women, with all this dope. Like, nah, man, it ain't even that. That ain't even who you need to depend on. Those ain't even the ones that you really need to look up to, because a lot of them people out here flexing, okay? Like my boy YK Osiris, he even said that, man. He's like, that's the devil's industry, man. You got to sell your soul in real life to be able to even get that money, to be able to even get that stuff. But guess what? But God. If you woke up this morning, you still got time to get it right. If you breathing right now, you still got time to get it right. It's still not too late to repent and turn away. You know what I'm saying? Even if you fall again tomorrow, it's okay. Get back up. Get back up. And anytime you're in a tight space, anytime you're going through the ringer, anytime you're depressed, anytime that anxiety kick in, I know it may seem like the hardest thing to do. It may seem like the thing that you don't want to do at all, but you got to call on him, man. You got to call on Yahweh, and you got to be confident, and you got to know that he going to heal you, because that's just how good he is. We serve a good, good father, man. He love you in spite of your transgressions. In spite of your shortcomings. Like, that's somebody that you can always lean and depend on. He gonna always have your back. But see, here's the thing. You gotta put him first. You know what I'm saying? You can't be putting no idols before him. You can't put your husband, your wife, your mama them, weed, alcohol. It doesn't matter. You can't put none of that. Pornography. You can't put none of that before him now. Wait a minute. You tripping now. If you feel like you can get all that he got for you and put somebody else before him. Now, we serve a jealous God, though. But he got a right to be jealous. Like, for real. Like, how many of y'all, and I asked y'all this last year sometime, how many of y'all willing to sacrifice your kids for us? Us meaning the rest of the people in the world. Huh? That's why he jealous. Because he know what he's placed inside of you, and he know who he is. He knows who he knows what he's capable of, but it's all out of love. God knew what he was doing when he was putting your mama and your daddy together. God knew that they were going to create you. He knew you was going to have that big old nose or them big old lips, or you going to have that colic. Like, bruh, straight up. Like, it doesn't matter what you feel like is the ugliest part of you. God calls you beautiful. He does. He said that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. He did. He know the number of hairs on your head, man. Your man can't even tell you that. And ladies, if you wear weave, I ain't talking about your weave. Fellas, if you got a little piece up there, I ain't talking about your piece. I'm talking about the hair that he gave you. He knows you. He loves you. He care about you, man. We don't preach that enough. We don't teach that enough, man. We don't reach out to people, and we don't understand where people are in their process. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to tell you to repent and turn from your way. I'm going to tell you to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is near. I'm going to do all of that. But I still got to let you know that God loves you. Yahweh loves you. I love you. And it's real. I may not never meet any of y'all, man, but the love is real. You better ask about me, man. I used to didn't be this way. I used to didn't want to be bothered with people. You know what I'm saying? I always had a heart for people, but when I ain't want to be bothered, I ain't want to be bothered. But that ain't who God created me to be, and I can't be no Christ representative, not even out here genuinely loving his people. That's fake. That's fraudulent, man. I'm out here fake kicking it. I can't do that. I'm not built like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know how to classify, but like I'm cut from a different cloth. And it's not to say or get beside myself, but I give God all the glory for that. He made me this way. Like, I used to get in my feelings, man, because people used to use me. You know what I'm saying? People used to take my kindness for weakness. And I'm like, God, why you gave me this big old heart, man? Get what he said? I gave it to you for a reason. Just hold on a little longer. I'm going to show you. Glory to your name, Father. But now he has shown me. Now I know why he made me this way. I had to be patient and hold on a little while longer. Shout out to my grandma, Clara Mae Kenner, man. May you rest in peace. I used to ask my grandma, how you doing? I'm yet holding on. And I'm going to keep holding on a little while longer. That's what we got to do. But there's some songs out here that talk about, I think. Oh, I can't sing, y'all. I'm so just going to talk to her. It say, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. You got to know, man. You got to be confident and know without a shadow of a doubt. You can't have no shaky foundation, man. It's in the word. Like, he even talks about it in the parable. Like, that man that built his house on that sand, it's finna come down. You got to build your house on the solid rock. And look, I got a song for everything on Christ, the solid rock. Like, that's who the rock is. He the one, man. I told y'all you can depend on him. You know that he gonna always keep his word. He can't lie to us. It's in the word. And in the word, it said that can't nothing be added. And it said can't nothing be taken away. That's why it's so important to know what's in the word. Bump all these people that's telling you not to read your Bible. Man, you better read your Bible. That's the blueprint that he left here for us to make it down here. To survive down here. And he didn't put us here to just survive. He put us here to thrive. And if you thriving down here, that's because you know what the word says. And that don't mean just go beat nobody over the head with the word. It's a way to do everything. Guess what that way is? Love. Love, man. Two greatest commandments: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, man, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Y'all know my motto. I'ma keep telling you that. I'm your neighbor, your mama your neighbor, your husband your neighbor, your kids your neighbor. Like, even your enemies, they still your neighbors. And God, that's how good God is. And he wants you to be just that good to other people. And he talks about in there doing everything that you do to give him the glory. So why not? You know what I mean? Like, why not? What has he not done for you lately? And guess what? If he didn't do it, it was a reason. If he didn't do it, it wasn't time. If he didn't do it, you weren't ready. You can suck it up and take that L. You can be mad all you want to, but something about the situation was off. If God didn't do something, he had a reason for it. And we got to stop being so selfish and understand that it's not about us. He didn't put us here for us. He didn't. It's about other people. It's about his sheep. It's about the kingdom of God. Man, we got to fight darkness out here. But you can't do it alone. It's all about community. So if I ain't out here doing my part, that mean I'm lacking on the team. That mean I can't even come off the bench strong. But see, it ain't just me. That goes for you too. That goes for your friends. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're supposed to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody about God. We jump on all these Ponzi schemes. We jump on all this get money, but we won't even tell nobody about how good God is to us. Come on, man. That's selfish. It's either, even if you are embarrassed or if you are ashamed, if you are fearful, the word of God said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Sound mean you in your right mind. Sound mean that you have already let him transform you. You have already let him renew your mind. It takes time. It is a process. All you got to do is say yes. King, queen, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It's never too late to start that business. It's never too late to put that idea on paper. It's never too late to write that book. It's never too late to drop that album. It's never too late to start that nonprofit, man. You got to be confident and know that God got your back. That Yahweh is going to be right there with you through it all, man. Holding your hand. Like, come on, man. Like, the world is tricking us, and it hurts my heart. The world is tricking us. We getting so caught up on this crab in a barrel. We getting so caught up on who the president is. We getting so caught up on the color of the vice president. Man, what does it even matter? Yeah, we was in slavery for 400 plus years, but we didn't stay there. We didn't. That's because them slaves was praying. They was trusting and believing in God. And guess what he did? Delivered them. He gave them a way out. That don't make us weak because we was in slavery. That makes us strong. Hello? He puts the strongest and toughest battle on his strongest and toughest people. We are the chosen people, man. Do your research. Know who you are and whose you are. Stop letting the world tell you who you are. Stop letting these weak, whack, lame rappers tell you who you are. You know what I'm saying? It's more to people that more to our people than just basketball, football, rapping. We can be lawyers. We can be doctors. Come on, man. We can be anything that we want to be because all we have is all we need. Man, I can't think of the scripture right now, but it said God has given us everything to live for godliness, life and godliness. We already got it. I think it's 2 Peter 1 and 3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I really think it's 2 Peter 1 and 3. If it ain't right, y'all fact check it and come back to me and let me know. But he's given us everything that we need. We ain't missing nothing. There is no lack. So I dare you. I triple dog dare each and every one of you listening to me today to declare right now that I have no lack. There is no lack in my life. I declare and I decree that there is no lack. I am whole. I declare and I decree that I possess everything that I need to become the man of God, to become the woman of God that he created me to be. You got to know that. You got to be confident, man. And I keep saying confident. Look it up, man. I really want you to take this stuff to the dictionary. Don't take my word for nothing. You feel me? Do your own research. Pray. Pray. Fast without, man. Pray without ceasing. That comes along with fasting. Fasting is the power that catapults prayer. Pray and fast, man. Come on. Trust God. Trust Yahweh, man. He got his hands on you. I promise you. When that kid acting up. When your mama tripping. When your wife done cheated on you. When you out here fornicating. Like when we out here being in lesbianism, homosexuality, adultery, pornography. Like all of that, man. Drunkenness. It doesn't matter. Ain't no sin greater than the next. I ain't finna tell nobody that because you are drunk, that's any worse than being addicted to porn. No, that's a lie. It's all the same. Ain't no levels to it. Come on, man. But it's not too late. You woke up this morning. You got air in your lungs. You still got purpose. You still got purpose. But see, it ain't just for you, baby girl. It ain't just for you, king, queen. It's for the people around you. It's for the people that's attached and connected to the anointing and the favor of God that is on your life. You need to understand the weight that you carry, but it ain't got to be no heavy weight. I'm not referencing a burden. I'm talking about the gifts that he's placed inside of you. You got to stir it up. Stir up the gifts, man. Use them for kingdom. Kingdom, go to work and work that job the best way you can. Give it your all, man. And if you feel like God is calling you higher, tap into that. You got to sit down, write a plan, talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Start getting in tune with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit with you all day, every day. That's the least you could do is talk to him. Like, I'm talking to the Holy Spirit all day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, when I find my keys. Thank you, Holy Spirit, when I miss the deer. I'm in the country, man. I see deer all day, every day, day and night. It does not matter. I miss a whole family of deer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Like, I could be just riding, man, and all of a sudden, I feel a pressure on me to start speaking in my heavenly language. Then next thing you know, I'm missing some stuff, an accident, deer. Like, it doesn't matter. Animals, like, you got to be attentive to the Holy Spirit, man. You got to be attentive. What it say, don't quench the spirit. Like, don't stall him out, man. He really here for you. He really here for your family. And see, if we can understand that the more we get right, the more our kids going to be straight. The more our grandkids going to be straight. The more our entire bloodline going to be straight. Like, I'm living this life for my daughter. I'm living this life for my granddaughter. I'm living this life for my bloodline to be set free. Like, I refuse to let my family go down because of my disobedience, man. The word say that obedience is greater than sacrifice. And I'm confident in my daddy. I'm confident, man. He lifted me up out of my sin. He cleaned me off. I was filthy, man, living a life of sin, and I didn't care. It was intentional, man. I was on a one-way ticket to hell. Wasn't no coming back from that. So I need y'all to get that same confidence. Like, right now, man, take a second. This is an exercise. Think about what he done brought you through. Whether it was a sickness, it was a time you had no money to pay no bill, you was hungry, eating vienas, eating ramen noodles, like whatever the case may be. When you lived in the projects, it ain't even no shade if you still live in the projects, but you got to come from somewhere. You could have been homeless, man. Come on, man. Like, we got to know who we are and whose we are. God loves you that much. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And he'll never take his hand off you. I know that. And I need you to know that. For real, like, I get real sensitive about this type of stuff because I didn't always feel this way. I didn't always know who he was. But now that I know who he was, I refuse to keep it to myself. He's so good to me, man. I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. It don't matter where I go. I don't care if I done made a mistake or not. I'm still finna tell you how good he is. He ain't got nothing to do with my shortcomings because that was a decision that I made to do X, Y, Z. I made a conscious effort to do it. So that's on me. That ain't on him. He was telling me don't do it. I was convicted before I did it, if that was the case. Like, you got to know who you are, man. God has called you a king. He called you a royal priesthood. You are a part of a royal priesthood. Look that up, man. You done seen Zamunda coming to America. You know what royalty looks like. Come on, man. Stay away from that witchcraft. Stay away from that idolatry. Stay away from money hungriness. Like, stay away from greed. Like humble yourself. Forgive the people that hurt you so that God can forgive you. Because if you don't forgive your brother, he ain't forgiving you for your sin. It's in the word. Know who you are, man. I'm going to keep telling you who you are. You amazing. Each and every one of you, man. I love y'all. And I want y'all to know that there's nothing that you can't accomplish in this world. There's nothing that you can't do. Even if you get it wrong 100 times, man, I bet on that 101st time, you're going to get it right. And if you don't get it right that time, one of the times, you're going to get it right. Especially if you're leaning and depending on him. Yahweh is one of the ones. He's the only ones. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's the only one that will never do you in. That'll never do you wrong. That'll never hurt you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And he'll never take his hand off of you. Know that. Remember that. Don't never forget it, man. I'm always here to help. I'm always here to pray. Like, I ain't perfect. I make mistakes sometimes. I get it wrong. But guess what? I'm still getting back up fighting the next day. So if I could be of any assistance to pray for anybody, I would do my best, man. I love y'all. The right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. And you just tuned in to a brand new episode of Radical Talks with Tia Darcell. And I'm out.